Well, tonight I'm asking what you'd include in your love letter to Christmas. What are you going to miss? And what'll stay the same? And what do you love most about Christmas? 131 873. Like, it's been a pretty tough year, but for me, one of the things I love most about Christmas is the hope it brings. Father Bob Maguire, Christmas is a time of hope, isn't it?
Well, it is. It is, and you need family.
Yeah.
You need a neighbourhood.
What do you love most about Christmas? What would be at the top of your Christmas love letter?
Oh, don't leave anyone behind, Cobber.
Yeah.
There's a statue up at the shrine. There's a big statue of a man, a soldier, at Fromelles, the Battle of Fromelles in World War. And he's got a bloke over his shoulder. And the voice comes from behind him. Don't forget me, Cobber.
Yeah.
So he said, oh, God, I've got to either keep going and get to be safe with me, man over my shoulder, or I've got to go back and pick up the other one.
So will you be going to Mass on Christmas Eve?
Well, I'm out of the parish. I'm in good standing with the Roman Catholic Church, by the way, Bill. I saw His Grace the other day. His Grace needs help. We agreed that we'd, knock together a little plan of action for next year of how to show how to show Catholicism, I suppose, in communities, in neighbourhoods, in compassionate neighbourhoods.
Wow.
You've got to do all that other business, which know, because you all revolted against us.
Well, COVID reminded us, doesn't it, that we need compassion.
We need compassion, and we need to be what? We lost the ability even to read one another's facial expressions, because you had eyebrows and you have your face talks a lot.
Yeah. So does Christmas make you feel closer to God, mate?
Nearer, my God, to thee. I'm not that. I'm sweet. I've got a nice relationship with himself, herself, theirselves. I don't need to do much, you see, because I've been...
You've been to the mountaintop, haven't you?
I've been to the top and I've seen the promised land, Bill.
Yes.
You see, and somebody says, what does it look like? I said, well, I don't know. I'll have to, I'll have to wait and the next episode.
I'm talking with my good mate, Bob Maguire. Bob, sometimes Christmas is about finding joy in the simple things, wouldn't you say?
Oh, God, yes. So especially the words, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. And the other one, I think, is... What's the other one? The other one is we've got to be grateful, because...
Yeah.
So many people are on their own.
Yeah.
I'm old, and I've got no wife, child, lover, or manager. And I'm saying that, you see, around about Christmas time, you really realise what the company is all about, what having friends.
Yeah.
And you see, even the political implications of Christmas, the three Zoroastrians, the three wise men, otherwise known as, they were Zoroastrians. They were stargazers. And they got their messages about spirituality from the stars, Zoroaster. So the three persons on camels, they used to scan the skies. Now, I think we should start scanning, you see, because there's so much around us, but we unfortunately, the elites have told us to mind our own business, you see. Mind your own business. Don't start looking around.
So... with all these people who are separate and separated this Christmas, what would you say to comfort them?
Mother Mary comes to me speaking words of wisdom. Let it be. There will be an answer. Let it be. And there will be an answer, you see, because that's the kind of beings we are, human beings. We've got two ears. And we got one mouth. And we got two ears because we need to hear more.
God bless you, Bob. God
bless you. Speak less.
God bless you, mate. Thanks so much for talking to us tonight.
Thankful to you.
Merry Christmas, too.
Thank you. Thank you.